There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self.
This episode of the Karma You podcast is sponsored by Wild Nutrition. Wild Nutrition are the experts in women's nutritional health, providing naturally sourced, food-grown supplements formulated by women for women and backed by over 50 scientific studies. One supplement that I often recommend my clients is ashwagandha, and Wild Nutrition have an incredible high-quality product called KSM-66 Ashwagandha Plus. Ashwagandha supports mental well-being and promotes resilience against the demands of everyday busy lives, helping you find calm in the chaos, and it's scientifically proven to reduce stress and anxiety levels. Combined with food-grown magnesium, KSM-66 Ashwagandha Plus is a product that helps support mental function and maintaining a positive outlook. As experts in women's nutritional health, Wild Nutrition offers a great 60-second quiz or a 15-minute free consultation with their trained nutritional therapists over Zoom or phone call for any woman seeking guidance on what to take and how to improve her health. And you can use my code KARMAYOU for £10 off your first order on wildnutrition.com. That's KARMAYOU, KALMERYOU, all in capitals and all one word, for £10 off your first order on wildnutrition.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Thanks so much for joining me today. Hope you're doing well. I am going to be talking today to you about getting unstuck and raising your vibration. Now, this term, raising your vibration, may or may not be a term that you like or appreciate. You might think, ugh, that's just not for me. And if that's the case, then you can think about this in terms of shifting your state, shifting your energy, getting unstuck, shaking things up, boosting your mood, anything like that. But I think the idea of raising your vibration is an interesting one, because I think it is quite a good way to describe what's happening when we are getting ourselves into a different state. It's like we're just shifting the energy in our body and helping ourselves to feel better. So I'm going to go into a little bit more about what this means, how we can do this, and some really practical, simple things that you can do very, very quickly to get unstuck and shift your mood and shift your state and raise your vibration and all that good stuff. So just before we get into that, as always, I'd love to continue to share things with you over on my website, karmayou.com, karma-you.com. If you just Google KarmaYou, it'll come up. I've got a free workbook for high-functioning anxiety there. You can download that at karma-you.com/workbook. And I also send out a newsletter about every week where I share different stories and practical tips and advice and insights into helping you to be a calmer, happier, and more confident version of yourself. So you can, yeah, when you sign up for the workbook, you'll get that newsletter as well. So yeah, I'd love to connect with you there. But for now, let's get into this episode. So I know personally for me, when I feel nervous, if I feel low, which I do sometimes, if I'm feeling stagnant, if I'm just feeling a bit blah, then in that moment, there's no amount of trying to think positively that is going to get me unstuck and get me into a better state. I need to do something that's quite physical in order to shift things. Now, when I talked about this quite recently, someone commented and said, you know, in the therapy that I've been doing, we're taught that if you're feeling something, then we shouldn't try to shift our state, that we should just be with that feeling and, you know, accept it and welcome it. And I do think that there is a place for both. There is definitely a place for being with our feelings, being with our sadness, our fears, our anger, our grief. And there's also a time and a place where we don't want to stay in those feelings. We don't want to feel them in that moment. And actually, there are simple things that we can do to get ourselves into a better state, a more resourceful state, a more high vibe state. So sometimes we need to practice a bit of discernment about when is the right time to really try to shift things and when is the time to feel and heal, because our feelings do want to be felt. And a part of healing our emotions is allowing ourselves to feel them. But then there's other times where we just want to feel better fast. So this is for those times where we want to shift our energy and feel better quickly. Now, you'll know when you've managed to raise your vibration or get unstuck because you just feel better. You feel lighter. Things flow more easily. You know, I can get myself into a state sometimes, I don't know about you, where I just feel like everything's hard work. I feel like I'm moving through treacle and everything's kind of slightly annoying. You know, everything Aidan says just grates on me. And it's in those moments where I really want to shift things. And when I'm in that higher vibe state, you know, Aidan could be his, you know, most annoying self and it wouldn't really bother me. And things just seem to flow more easily. And it's interesting when we're in this different state, when we're in this lighter, freer, more buoyant state, it also has an impact on other people around us. So other people want to be around us, for example. And your interactions with other people are going to be more fruitful and more positive because you're in a better state. So whether that is having conversations in your work, whether that's interacting with your kids, your partner, things flow easily when we are in a good state. And when you're in that state, you're also, it's also kind of like being the best version of yourself, where you're able to bring the best of yourself, the best of your personality, the best of your creativity and your aliveness. And in a strange way, that can start to make it easier to make things happen. So if you do want to, I don't know, start friendships or relationships or business ideas or things in work meetings, those sorts of things, I think are more likely to happen when we're in this state. Because of the reasons I've described, because we're bringing the best to ourselves, because other people are more attracted to us, perhaps. And so I'm going to suggest 6 simple things that you can do that will have a positive effect on your mind and body to get unstuck and into that higher vibe state. And these are things that you can't necessarily, you know, they're not necessarily mental processes, they're things that we can do quite physically. So it may take some effort to do, but, you know, hopefully it's really going to be worth it. So number one is to simply move your body. So simple, but so hard to do sometimes. So in whatever way you like to do that, that might be running, that might be walking, that might be skipping, that might be going for a bike ride. There might be just doing some burpees on your living room floor, you know, in between meetings in the day at work. And any kind of movement is going to get you unstuck because you're breaking the pattern. And you're releasing a lot of amazing chemicals in your body, endorphins. You know, endorphins are our body's natural painkillers. They actually have an impact on our pain receptors. And it's interesting how, whether we're experiencing emotional pain or physical pain, the parts of your brain that you know, process pain are the same, whether it's an emotional pain or a physical pain, whether it's something like embarrassment or shame. Or, you know, stubbing your toe. It's like your brain processes it in the same way. And so endorphins can actually help us with that physical pain as well. And of course, we've all heard of things like the runner's high and how, you know, more intense exercise can really help us to feel quite a lot better. And we all probably know that exercise has an impact, scientifically proven, on our levels of anxiety and depression. And so having some kind of regular exercise, even that's, if that's just going for a walk every day, doesn't need to be something super intense, is going to have an impact, very, very likely have an impact on your mood and on your levels of anxiety. And even on things like your confidence and your sleep are impacted positively when we exercise. And all of that is going to help to get us into a higher state.
This episode is sponsored by the Hypnotherapy Collection. So you might have heard me talk about how I first discovered hypnotherapy about 12 years ago now, and how it was the one thing that could cut through my anxiety and low self-esteem and actually create a shift. For you, you might have read the self-help books, been to the workshops, had the therapy, but nothing seems to stick. Or you try out that new meditation, routine, or mindset technique, and it seems to work for a bit, but you soon find yourself frustrated and back at square one. If change feels hard, I want you to know that it's not your fault. When you realise that 95% of your thoughts, feelings, and habits come from your unconscious programming, it all starts to make sense. So if you're struggling with things like never feeling good enough, being unable to switch off, relax, and enjoy the moment, if you struggle with setting boundaries, with burnout, or with your confidence, I have just the thing for you. Enter the Hypnotherapy Collection. Hypnotherapy allows us to address things at that deep, unconscious level so that we can make shifts. And by the way, if you haven't tried hypnotherapy before, it's basically one of the most relaxing things you can do, kind of like a massage or a holiday for your brain, where you lie down in your bed or your sofa, close your eyes and let the hypnotherapy do the work for you. What could be better than that? In the Hypnotherapy Collection, you'll get 12 of my most powerful hypnotherapy sessions that help you with things like letting go of the things that you want to let go of, increasing your self-love and self-worth, sleeping better and more deeply, boosting your energy and motivation, feeling more positive, healing shame, and healing the inner child, plus loads more. And you also get some bonuses. I popped in there 4 bonus affirmation recordings to help you to change your self-talk, feel more positive, improve your confidence, and reduce your anxiety. These recordings are the perfect thing to listen to after work, to switch off from the day, before bed, to help you to sleep better, first thing in the morning to set yourself up for the day, or if you wake up in the night, they're a brilliant thing to listen to then as well. When you download them, you get to keep them forever and return to them whenever you need to. So you can head over to my website, karma-u.com/collection, to grab them now and start feeling better from the first listen. And use the code PODCAST at checkout to save 20%. That's PODCAST, all in capital letters. To save 20%, head over to karma-u.com/collection.
Another way that moving your body can be really helpful for this is that it helps you to connect to your body. You know, so many of us with anxiety are very in our heads. We're very cerebral. We're analytical. And that is an amazing thing in certain ways, but it can really disconnect us from our bodies and disconnect us from the present moment. And any kind of movement is going to get you back into your body and help your mind to quieten down just a little bit. And when we're in our bodies, when we're in the present moment, it's easier to flow with whatever the moment calls for. It's easier to feel, you know, when we're in a high vibe state, when we're in a really good state. If you ever think about times when you felt that in the past, probably a big part of that is feeling connected to your body, feeling good in your body. And exercise is an amazing way to do that. And sometimes it just takes a few minutes. So if you're listening to this right now, I don't know, and you're working or you're, you know, doing the washing up, just doing something now for a few seconds, doing a few minutes of exercise, a few seconds of exercise even, could be enough just to shift you out of the mood that you're in and help you to feel better. So the next one I'm going to share with you is cold exposure. I got quite into this living in Bali. It's amazing how many of the gyms have saunas and ice baths with actual ice in. And we really got to experience how amazing that can help you to feel, getting into that really cold water, particularly after you've been in a sauna. It's lovely to get nice and warm beforehand, but any kind of cold exposure is so good for us. And again, this is something that is scientifically proven to help us to feel better. And in the olden days, I found this out when I was on holiday in Berlin and we went to this, I think it's called like a curio museum or something. It was a very strange museum with lots of different objects from the past that were slightly sinister and slightly strange, actually, if I remember. But I remember saying that there was this huge metal bath, basically, in this museum. And we were told that this bath used to, and this is, sorry, this is slightly grim, but this bath used to be a bath in a mental institution in Germany. And we were told that people at the time in the past were given cold baths to shock them out of their mental state and to help them to feel better. Now, I'm not in any way advocating for that. And that sounds, you know, we could have a whole conversation about that. And I don't think that sounds very ethical. But interestingly, that did seem to help people who were struggling mentally to get them out of that state, to shift their state. Now, you know, we can incorporate this in our own lives, whether that is turning the shower cold and having a cold blast before or after your shower, going for a wild swim, you know, finding a lake or a river or pond that permits swimming and, you know, exposing yourself to that. And, you know, saying that, please do this in a safe way. Read up around cold swimming, because it can be dangerous if we're getting into very cold water. We're not doing it in a safe way. So please do look into that. Another way we can do it very simply and quickly at home, just by dipping our face into a bowl of icy water and holding it there for a few seconds. This has also been shown to be helpful if you're not up for jumping into a cold lake or having a cold shower, which, let's be honest, takes quite a bit of willpower. But hopefully would be worth it for you to try if you wanted to look into this further. So there's a few reasons why cold water exposure is really helpful. So firstly, it's about those endorphins again. Whenever your body is in pain, so you're in pain because you're running, you're in pain because you're getting into cold water, your body creates these endorphins to help you to counteract that pain. And those endorphins give you a bit of a high, a bit of a boost. Another thing that it can really do is help us with mental resilience. So doing something hard, like getting into a cold shower, getting into an ice bath, takes a certain amount of courage. It takes a certain amount of strength and willpower. And having done that, having achieved that hard thing that you've done, that challenging thing, gives us a boost in our level of resilience. We start to think to ourselves, you know what, I did that hard thing. Maybe I can do other things as well. And so, yeah, that can just really help you to get unstuck, because you have that self-efficacy and self-belief that you can do hard things. And, you know, all of those good endorphins and shocking you out of the state that you're in could really help you to feel better. It's also another thing that brings us into our bodies, helps us to be more mindful, helps us to be more present. And there's also many reports from people that do cold swimming that it helps with their sleep that evening. So if you're struggling with sleep, that could definitely be something to look into. And please do more reading around this. There's all sorts of studies and, you know, safety advice to think about when you're looking into cold water exposure. So please do look into that. So the next one is all about shaking. So if you followed me for a while, you probably heard me talk about shaking before. I do some shaking every single day. I found it hugely helpful. And this is because animals in the wild shake their bodies to release stress and tension. If you've ever seen, say you're walking the dog and your dog chases after a duck, the duck manages to escape, the duck would shake its body afterwards. And what the duck is doing is discharging stress and tension from the body and helping themselves to go back to a state of calmness. Now, as humans, we don't do this. We don't shake, generally. We tend to sit around and all of this stress and tension from our lives that build up in our bodies gets carried with us. And that can turn into stress and tension and problem sleeping and all the anxiety symptoms that we can experience. And so shaking the body is an amazing way to release that stuck tension. And and to get the energy flowing, to get the chi flowing. So I am an occasional student of Qigong. And in Qigong, one of the things that we do is shaking the body. So for anyone watching the video now, I'm shaking my shoulders up and down, shaking my arms, shaking my legs, shaking my head. Shaking is something that you will find in a lot of ancient cultures. So in Indian cultures, there are practices that involve shaking. In Chinese medicine, there are practices around shaking from Qigong. And yeah, it's something that we've done for a long time as humans and that we don't tend to do in the Western world, but which can be hugely, hugely helpful. So we're getting the chi flowing. We're boosting our mood. We are grounding our bodies. We're releasing tension. We're coming into the present moment when we're shaking. And so I'd really, really suggest giving this a try. It's one of my favorite practices. And I actually made a video talking about how to do this. And I'm just going to share the link with you. Hang on, I've got it here. But yeah, if you go to my website, karma-u.com/shaking, then you can watch the video of me shaking. I'm only slightly embarrassed to show you the video I made a few years ago, but hopefully it will show you this technique and you can incorporate it into your life straight away and it will benefit you. So the next thing on my list on how to get unstuck and raise your vibration is to laugh. Laughter really is the best medicine. It is such a powerful way of releasing stress and tension because it, kind of in a similar way to shaking, when you're laughing, your body is convulsing, your body is releasing tension, we're releasing those feel-good hormones. So find a way to laugh, whether that is calling your friend and reminiscing about those side-splitting incidents that the two of you got up to at uni, whether it is watching some stand-up comedy, one of my personal favorites, whether it's watching some like cat videos on YouTube, find a way to laugh. You could even look into something called laughter yoga, which I have done a class of, and it is genuinely quite hilarious. But the laughter yoga instructor basically helps you to laugh for the duration of the class. And other people laughing is incredibly funny. So hearing and watching other people laugh will make you laugh as well. So have a look and see if there's a laughter yoga class. I think I did mine over the pandemic on Zoom. I don't know. It's the sort of thing they might run at a yoga studio, for example. So maybe look into that. But having a good laugh is an amazing way just to feel better. The next one is to get outside and ground your body. So ideally, getting outside on the grass, in the sand, in the ocean, with your shoes and socks off and connecting with the earth and really grounding your body. And the idea around this is that grounding, or something called earthing, helps your body to connect with the earth's natural electric charge. And, you know, many people believe that this helps to stabilize the body and do things like reduce inflammation and lower stress and improve your mood. So try this for yourself and see if this helps you to feel better. An amazing practice can be to do this. If you're lucky enough to have a garden or a park nearby, is to go first thing in the morning and take your shoes and socks off and stand in the grass, take some deep breaths. It can be amazing to get sunlight into your eyes first thing in the morning to help to regulate your circadian rhythm. So that's another great reason to get outside and ground yourself in the morning. And so the last thing I'm going to share with you is to dance. Now, I don't know whether you are a dancer or not. I do enjoy a little dance around the kitchen on a daily basis when I'm waiting for the kettles to boil, I'm waiting for the food to cook. And one thing that I like to do is to do a little fist pump celebratory dance as a way to raise my energy and to raise my vibration. And so have you ever seen the GIF where Oprah is pumping her fists in the air in celebration? Kind of like that. So what I do is I say to myself, yes, 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 yes. And I pump my fists in the air and I act excited and I bring a certain amount of energy to that. And I do this in moments where I'm feeling unexcited and I'm feeling low in energy. And somehow doing this, pumping my fists, shouting yes in the air, maybe jumping around, maybe throwing in a little spin for good measure, just helps me to shift my mood and feel better and feel lighter. And then I feel I'm in a more resourceful state. I'm in a more positive state to bring good energy to whatever, wherever it is that I'm doing. So, you know, you might want to do a little celebratory dance like that, like me. You might want to put some tunes on and dance around the kitchen. Whatever it looks like for you is going to be amazing and is just a really quick and simple way that we can start to feel better. So I'd love to know from you, what are the things that help you to raise your vibration and get unstuck? I'd love to hear from you. Come and let me know over on Instagram. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. And yeah, I'd love you to share your experiences. And also, if you're giving any of these a try, let me know. I'd love to know which one of these is working for you. So thank you so much for listening and I'll see you soon. I hope you have a great week ahead. And yeah, chat to you later. Bye. You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Brotheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.